But you know what? Every single stereotype about Michigan State University football came true on Saturday night. They choked. They absolutely gagged. While Notre Dame played with fire, emotion, poise, and tact, Michigan State sat there and choked on applesauce. They choked.
Sounds like you choked.
They choked. So, no, I'm not going to name names. But they absolutely choked.
Okay, hey.
Shut up.
Let's take a timeout. You're not going to be able to finish.
If
Mike, you're losing your voice.
My voice is gone.
You're losing your voice already.
I was busy firing up my section. I did my job. I paid my $75, and I got a bunch of old asses off their feet into the air and got them cheering their ass off.
Okay.
I didn't joke. I showed up to play.
But, buddy.
I'm not finished.
But we're 12 minutes
into the
show.
Don't want to hear it.
But you're about to lose your voice, Mike.
Just let me get done with this.
Okay, you're not going to be able to finish.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't matter. Drew Stanton needs help. He can't do it alone. And you know what I saw at the end of that game? I saw a kid that had an entire program on his back. And he had the other 22 guys who play begging him, telling him, look, we can't do anything. Help us. You know what? It's time for everybody else to step up. Drew made a lot of bad decisions. A lot of bad plays. But I'll be damned if there are a lot of players in this country that can do it all by themselves. Don't get it twisted. He ain't Vince Young. Even Vince had help. I'm disgusted with the guys that strap on those uniforms. Make plays. You're at home. At night. Third largest crowd in the history of that stadium. With a 37-21 lead. Make plays. Don't sit there and pucker. Make plays. You don't sit there and turn to your quarterback and with a puppy dog look and say, help us. We don't know what we're doing out here. Help us. Make plays. Stand together as a team and make plays. Now let me get to the coaches.
Oh, no.
Wait,
Before you go, hang on.
Drink
some of that water. Yeah.
No.
Hey, we're going to have to get this guy some hot tea and honey.
I'm not fooling around,
but I know you're not, but your voice is leaving, Mike. You don't realize it.
You know what? I've been begging for a day off. Good. Now let me finish. Just sit back, because I ain't fooling around. This weekend pissed me off.
Obviously. I tried.
Let me get to the coaches, because it's 50% on them.
How about the good time you had with your dad this weekend?
Tom, I'm not screwing around. This is what I discussed with you. Shut up. 50% is on the coaches. Let me start in the first half. Before the half ends, Notre Dame has the football with a little over a minute.
Told you. This is not going to happen.
Let me finish.
You're not going to be able to finish. Mike, listen to your voice.
Michigan State is pounding Notre Dame. And they took their foot off the accelerator. They mismanaged the clock again. They didn't use their timeouts right again. And they allowed the opponent to get into halftime and make adjustments again. It's the same tired ass story. Note to John L. Smith. Learn the effing rules and understand that your timeouts are not like cell phone minutes. They don't carry over. Notre Dame got away. They had him by the throat. And instead of cutting it real deep and watching the blood squirt all over, you let him get into halftime so Fat Boy could feed him pudding. Second of all, shame on this coaching staff for puckering. It is evident to me they cannot coach with a lead. 38-17 in Notre Dame last year. Pucker, pucker, pucker. pucker up, change what you're doing, and allow the opposition back in. 34-17 in Michigan 2 years ago. Pucker, pucker, pucker. It's the same story. Now, look, I can't totally sit here and tell you it's all Dave Baldwin's fault. It's not. The offensive line was atrocious. But here's where the coaching staff is liable. Put the best 11 guys on the field. J.U. Colquitt was a bowling ball. Yet Javon Ringer saw exclusive carries in the second half. Explain it. Somebody in East Lansing today had the balls to ask Dave Baldwin, where the hell was J.U. Colquitt? It was clear Notre Dame didn't want any part of him. They didn't want to touch him. Colquitt was a beast. Yet Javon Ringer saw all the carries. Second of all, what the hell are you doing in the shotgun in a monsoon? You're asking Drew Stanton to run the option in Hurricane Katrina. You're coming out five wide. Run the football. Third of all, and this is where I really get upset. Get Chris Schmeelen out of town. He is the single worst defensive coordinator ever born into this world. This guy is absolutely atrocious. Hey, Schmeelen, here's an idea. You got your secondary floating around on dinghies. Maybe it's not a good idea to bring back-to-back zero blitzes with no safety help. Maybe. Let alone the fact your stupid-ass blitz packages never get home. Ever. Ever. You are the worst defensive coordinator ever. I would rather have H.R. Puffin stuff with Teddy Ruxpin as an assistant than to have you in this booth one more week. You're atrocious.